यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरवनचारी यमुना तीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरवनचारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। जय श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, श्री प्रभुपाद की जय, श्रीमद् भागवत ग्रंथ महापुराण की जय। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 13 एंटाइटल्ड रहुगण कन्वर्सेस विद जड़ भरत, टेक्स्ट 7। शुरेर हृत्स्व क्वच निर्विन्न चेता, शोचन विमुयन उपयाति कश्मलम्, क्वचिच्च गंधर्वपुरं प्रविष्टा, प्रमोदते निवृतवन मुहूर्तम्। शुरेरित्स्व क्वच निर्विन्न चेता, शोचन विमुयन उपयाति कश्मलम्, क्वचिच्च गंधर्वपुरं प्रविष्टा, प्रमोदते निवृतं मुहूर्तम्। शुरेरित्स्व क्वच निर्विन्न चेता, शोचन विमुयन उपयाति कश्मलम्, क्वचिच्च गंधर्वपुरं प्रविष्टा, प्रमोदते निर्वृतवन मुहूर्तम्। शुरेर हृत्स्व क्वच निर्विन्न चेता, शोचन विमुयन उपयाति कश्मलम्, क्वचिच्च गंधर्वपुरं प्रविष्ट, प्रमोदते निवृतवन मुहूर्तम्। शुरेरित्स्व क्वच निर्विन्न चेता, शोचन विमुयन उपयाति कश्मलम्, क्वचिच्च गंधर्वपुरं प्रविष्टः, प्रमोदते निवृतवन् मुहूर्तम्। शुरेरित्स्व क्वच निर्विन्न चेता, शोचन विमुयन उपयाति कश्मलम्, क्वचिच्च गंधर्वपुरं प्रविष्टः, प्रमोदते निवृतवन् मुहूर्तम्। माताजीस, एनीबडी वांट टू रिसाइट? शुरेरित्स्व क्वच निर्विन्न चेता, शोचन विमुयन उपयाति कश्मलम्, क्वचिच्च गंधर्वपुरं प्रविष्टः, प्रमोदते निवृतवन् मुहूर्तम्। सो हियर ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। Sometimes being defeated or plundered by a superior, powerful agent, a living entity loses all his possessions. He then becomes very morose and lamenting their loss. He sometimes becomes unconscious. Sometimes he imagines a great palatial city in which he desires to live happily with his family members and riches. He thinks himself fully satisfied if this is possible, but such so-called happiness continues only for a moment. Purport. द वर्ड गंधर्वपुरम इज वेरी सिग्निफिकेंट इन दिस वर्स. समटाइम्स इन द फॉरेस्ट अ वेरी बिग कैस्टल अपियर्स एंड दिस इज कॉल्ड अ कैस्टल इन द एयर. जय श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की जय. श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की जय. एक्चुअली दिस कैस्टल डज नॉट एग्जिस्ट एनीवेयर बट इन वंस इमेजिनेशन. दिस इज कॉल्ड गंधर्वपुर. In the material forest, the conditioned soul sometimes contemplates great castle and skyscrapers. And he wastes his energy for such things, hoping to live in them very peacefully with his family forever. However, the laws of nature do not allow this. When he enters such castles, he temporarily thinks that he is very happy. Even though his happiness is impermanent, his happiness may last for a few years, but because the owner of the castle has to leave the castle at the time of death, everything is eventually lost. This is the way of worldly transactions. Such happiness is described by Vidyapati as the happiness one derives upon seeing a drop of water in the desert. The desert is heated by scorching sunshine, and if we want to reduce the desert temperature, we need huge amounts of water, millions and millions of gallons. What effect will one drop have? Water certainly has value, but one drop of water cannot reduce the heat of the desert. In this material world, everyone is ambitious. But the heat is very scorching. What will an imaginary castle in the air do to help? Srila Vidyapati has therefore sung Tatala Saikata Vari Bindu Sama Sutamita Ramani Samaje. The happiness of family life, friends and society is compared to a drop of water in the scorching heat desert. The entire material world is busy trying to attain happiness because happiness is the prerogative of the living being. Unfortunately, due to falling in contact with the material world, the living entity simply struggles for existence. Even if one becomes happy for a while, a very powerful enemy may plunder everything. There are many instances in which big businessmen suddenly become paupers in the street. Yet the nature of material existence is such that foolish people are attracted to these transactions and they forget the real happiness, real business of self-realization. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितां च. हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते. तप्तकाञ्चनगौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. नमं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च. पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुगम करो दीवा चालो मंगो हरे कृष्णा। सो द परपोट प्रोपद राइट्स द वर्ड गंधर्वपुरम इज वेरी सिग्निफिकेंट इन दिस वर्स। प्रोपद स्पेशली डिस्क्राइब्स द लास्ट टू लाइन्स ऑफ दिस वर्स। सो गंधर्वपुरम एक्चुअली इट्स दिस इज कॉल्ड गंधर्वपुरम। इन द मटेरियल फॉरेस्ट द कंडीशन सोल समटाइम्स कंटेम्पलेट्स great castles and skyscrapers and he wastes his energy for such things hoping to live in them very peacefully with his family and forever with his family forever. Basically this castle or this Prabhupada also says that skyscrapers these are like Gandharvapuram. You know, I was thinking while reading this, some of our devotees, family devotees, they have come from city to this place, Govardhaniko village, you know, living all Gandharvapuram, all the skyscraper buildings, and they are staying in simple house, maybe one room, somehow they are adjusting with their family. So this is this verse and this section, this chapter is speaking about the conditioned soul, basically who has forgotten Krishna. So here in this chapter Rahugana, he is explaining about the allegory to this Bharat Maharaj. He is speaking about allegory to Rahugana. Basically this is the mercy of Bharat Maharaj on Rahugana. So there he describes about the this material forest of enjoyment in this material world, and how the conditioned soul, the jiva, he get entangled. So there are various plunderers in this forest. The plunderers are compared to six senses. There are carnivorous animals. They are like jackals, lions. They are compared to the wife, children, relatives. They want to suck the blood of the head of the family. The black hole in that forest, which is covered by the grass, and there is sometimes he is bitten by a snake. So it is compared to the duties he forgets in his life. And he is attracted by the extramarital relationships. So attacked by various diseases, constantly engaged in materialistic activities, he forgets the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That this is where the Bharat Maharaj, the Jada Bharat, he will take Rahugana, make him understand that how you have forgotten the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the main duty towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So like that. Prabhupada says that basically, actually this castle does not exist anywhere but in one's imagination. And there is a very nice point that Prabhupada makes. However, the laws of nature do not allow this. He is thinking that I can live happily in this castle, in this skyscraper buildings, with his family, relatives, friends, children. But the laws of nature do not allow this. So at one place Prabhupada mentions that imagination is always imagination and results only in further imagination. So there was in Transcendental Diary, yesterday we were reading Prabhupada's Transcendental Diary by Harishauri Prabhu. There Prabhupada mentions there was a conversation. So how Chinese, it's communist country, and they are trying to establish communism. So communism means only equal to everyone, you know? So there is no varna. So like that. So Prabhupada was saying that how the Chinese communist wanted to overcome the laws of nature and they would simply break their heads against the wall, the China wall they have built. So they will only break their head because they wanted to overcome the laws of nature. So here also, this material life, the conditioned soul, he want to overcome the laws of material nature. But material nature, it will not allow him. You know? So Prabhupada mentions that how it's just an imagination. Prabhupada tells the story of potter's imagination. You know? So there was a potter. So he got one pot, mud pot, and for 1 paisa, he get that pot. And he was thinking that I will sell this pot and I will get 2 paisa out of this. 1 paisa profit. And from that profit, from that 2 paisa, I will get 2 more pots. And with that, I will make more profit. I will sell those pots and I will make more profit, and thus I will become a millionaire. So like this, like that he was saying, thinking, imagining. And he was thinking that then I shall have a obedient wife. And if that wife doesn't listen to me, doesn't follow me, then I will kick her. And in that process, he kicks that pot, mud pot. And that mud pot breaks. So he was thinking that now, oh, I have again become the poor now. So like that. So basically, the imagination. We are always in the imagination. So at one place, Srila Prabhupada, and also Prabhupada was mentioning about how this one should take lessons from America. You know, everybody wants to become like America, advancement. But this America, they have advanced so much. But in the result, what they have produced? They have produced these hippies. You know? So we have to take the lesson from this. So at one place in CC, Srila Prabhupada writes, in this material world, someone is enjoying and someone is not enjoying. But actually, everyone is suffering. Although some people think that they are enjoying, whereas others realize that they are suffering. Actually, everyone is suffering. Who in this material world does not suffer disease? Who does not suffer from old age? Who does not die? No one wants to grow old or suffer from disease, but everyone must do so. So it is simply our imagination. So like that. So Dvaite Bhadra Bhadra Gyan Sab Manodharma Ei Bhala Ei Manda Ei Sab Brahma. So actually we think that this is good, this is bad, but this is our mistake. You know? This is auspiciousness, this is inauspiciousness, this is all the mental concoction, this is all imagination. So in this material world, conception of good and bad are all mental speculation. Therefore, saying this is good, this is bad, is all mistake. So basically problem is, when one is absorbed in the illusory energy of Krishna and cannot understand Krishna, one cannot ascertain what is good for him and what is bad. So basically forgetting the Krishna consciousness. And also Krishna in the second chapter, he mentions that sukha dukhe samay krutva labha labho jaya jajo tatho yuddha yujyasva naivam papam avapsis. So after speaking about karma kand, Krishna is speaking this verse. So now he is slowly taking Arjuna towards the buddhi yoga, towards the bhakti. You know? And in that, initially, Krishna speaks this word, that sukha dukhe samay krutva labha labho jayate. So in this material world, this sukha, happiness, dukha, distress, the jay, the victory, loss, and all these things, they are all relative. So this material world is world of relativity. So basically, even the happiness is depend upon the problem. You know? You cannot define the relative happiness of this material world. You cannot define it unless and until you go through the misery. You cannot define what is night unless and only until you see the day. You know? You cannot define what is defeat, what is success, unless and until you go through the defeat. So this world is world of relativity. So the happiness of this material world is depend upon the misery. So like that, Krishna is telling to sukha dukhe samekritva labha labho jayaj. So in Gita course we see that what is this relative happiness, you know? Basically, one man's food is other man's poison. For the other man, it's poison. So one may be thinking that this is happiness for me, but for other, it is distress, it is poison. So like that, this material world is full of relativity. So there is no absolute happiness. So I was reading this Gita 3, there Swami Bhagavan Keshav Swami, he mentions that how we have to train the mind. You know? So Gita, in the 6th chapter, he tells this concept. The world says that we have to train the body. You know? But Gita says we have to train the mind. You know? So he gives the example of a phone. You have a phone, mobile, which has many scratches on the surface. Its body is damaged. Battery is not functioning properly. Still that phone can be used because the main function of that phone is still working. You can call someone. You can see WhatsApp somehow. So, similarly, the body, the world is saying that we have to train the body. And the Gita is teaching that you have to train the mind. Yeah. So something happens to body, we can do some correction. We can fix it. But something happens to mind, everything is damaged. Yeah. So Gita is teaching that you have to train the mind. Yeah. That's why when Arjuna says, Chanchalahi Malak Krishna Pramahati Balvadridam Tasyaham Nigraham Manne Vayur Ivasu Dushkaram. So after speaking about Dhyana Yoga, Arjuna is saying that my mind is not controlled. So Krishna is telling that Abhyasenatu Kaunte Vairagyena Chakriyate. You have to fix your mind by detachment and the practice. You can fix that mind. So that is very important. So coming out of this mental platform, coming out of this imagination, that is very important. So here, so basically that verse, sukha dukhe same kritva labha labho jayajayo, basically Krishna wants Arjuna to come out of this material emotions and to experience the spiritual emotions. So you cannot experience spiritual emotions unless and until you come out of the material emotions. You know? So in sukha, in happiness, you get delighted. In dukkha, distress, you get morose. In victory, again you get delighted. In defeat, again you get morose. So unless and until you are experiencing this material emotions, you come out of this, you cannot experience the spiritual emotions. So that is why Krishna is telling to Arjuna that you have to attend the samatva, the equanimity platform. You have to come to that level, and then you can experience the spiritual emotions. Just like somebody, your friend comes to your home and you are watching TV, television, and your friend wants to speak to you, or you want to share the emotions with your words with your friend. So you have to come out of that. Your attention is completely in that television. So you have to come out of that, you know? And you have to look at your friend and you have to start sharing your heart and your words to him. So like that. So the television is like a material emotions, and your friend is coming and sitting with you, it's like spiritual emotions. So you have to come out of that television and then start sharing your heart, you know, with your friend. Then only it is possible. That was sukha dukhe samay krutva labha labho jaya jaya tato yuddha yujasva naivam papam. That's why this verse is spoken by Krishna. So it's beginning. Krishna is taking Arjuna towards the that bhakti yoga, spirituality. So Srila Prabhupada also writes in this purport that happiness, the entire material world is busy trying to attain happiness, because happiness is the prerogative of the living being. You know? So everyone is trying to attain happiness, because the happiness is the prerogative of the living being. You know? Because the soul is Sat-Chit Ananda. You know? But right now, the soul is completely absorbed in the body, and he is not experiencing whatever happiness he wants to experience, that is through the body. So he don't know how to attain that happiness. So this material happiness, the problem is we are trying to become happy by becoming a master. So under illusion, he thinks that I am the source of everything. I want to be a proprietor. I want to be an enjoyer. I want to be a controller. But who is the controller? Krishna is the controller. Krishna is the proprietor. Krishna is the enjoyer. He is the source of everything. But out of illusion, that conditioned soul, he wants to be controller. He wants to be an enjoyer. He wants to be the proprietor of everything. So like that. So he wants to take the position of God. But in result, he becomes more and more miserable. So like that. Basically, forgetfulness of this, the nature of the jiva. Jivera swarupa hoy Krishnera nitya das. That's why people think that happiness comes from self, the sense indulgence. But it is not true. You know? Krishna says that tani sarvani samyamme yukta asita matpara. You know? So one can control mind, or one can attain the happiness, the spiritual happiness, first by controlling the senses. Then only it is possible. But in this material world, one is helpless. You know, drishta shrutabhyam yat papam jana api atmano ahitam. That even though he knows that he heard that from the scriptures, that this is not good for me, this sense enjoyment is not good, still he is indulged in that. Atmano ahitam karoti bhuya vivashah. He is helpless. And Vidura, he tells in Srimad Bhagavatam, this verse comes, Sukhaya karmani karoti loke, nate sukham vanyad uparamam. That in this material world, everyone is, his actions are for to attain this sukh, happiness. Sukhaya karmani karoti loke. But in result, what he gets, nate sukham vanyad uparamam. He don't get happiness. And he don't get, after experiencing that material
thing, material happiness, after going through that action, it doesn't satiate him. So both things. He don't get happiness out of that. Nate sukham vanyad uparamam. He doesn't satiate also. That action doesn't satiate him. Vindeta bhuya satayeva dukham yadatra yuktam bhagavan vadena. And in result, he gets only dukha. Vindeta bhuya tatayeva dukham. He gets only dukha, distress. So like that. Also he mentioned, soham ninam shulla sukhaya dukham mahat gatanam viramaya tasya. So in this material world, this material happiness, soham ninam shulla sukhaya dukham. The happiness we get from this material actions in this material world is very kshulla, very meager. Soham ninam shulla sukhaya dukham. But in return, what he gets? Dukkham mahat. You know? Shulla sukh and mahat dukh. You know? For that action, material action, he is getting shulla sukh, very meager happiness, and very great distress, mahat dukh. So that is given. And another thing is mentioned about this material happiness. So this material happiness is adulterated happiness. You know? You will not get an unadulterated happiness. So that is possible only in the spiritual activities, spiritual actions. For example, example is given. So if we want to drink milk, so because the milk, drinking this milk is very good for health, you know? But to drink that milk, you have to maintain a cow. So you have to bother to maintain a cow and keep her fit to supply a milk. So like that. So you will not get milk without maintaining a cow. So like that. So drinking milk is very nice. It is also pleasure. But for that you have to take the botheration of maintaining a cow. So that happiness of drinking milk is only possible by taking that botheration of maintaining a cow. So that unadulterated happiness is not possible in material world. And this happiness of this material world has a beginning and end. Adi antavanta kaunteya na teshu ramate buddha. So that happiness, it will start and it will end also after some time. So like that. Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukha yone evate. Adi antavanta konteya na teshu ramate buddha. So the intelligent people, they don't take part in this material happiness because it has beginning and it has end. Because the soul is Sachidananda. Soul is eternal. It is knowledge, full of knowledge, and it is blissful. But what one gets in this by this performing this material action is very meager happiness, you know, very meager sukh. It's beginning and end. And happiness of this material world is relative, you know, and depend upon the distress. It is relative. You cannot, because happiness, you become happy when you get what you want, then you become happy. And when you don't get what you don't want, then you become happy. So that is the happiness. So this is relative. You know? And the material happiness is the source of distress. It's just a removal of our misery, you know. So right now I'm thinking that this is a misery for me. So just removal of that misery you will think that now I am happy. So right, you are sitting in some pose, you know. So you are thinking that in this pose I am comfortable. But after 15 minutes, you are feeling discomfortable. So after 15 minutes, 10 minutes, you again change your pose, and you will think that now I am comfortable, happy. But after 15 minutes, you are going to feel discomfort, you know, distress in that pose. So after 15 minutes, you will again change your pose. So like that, we are thinking, we are constantly changing our position. So for some time, right now I am thinking that I am happy, but after some time you will feel discomfort, unhappiness. So like that. So just changing that position, you will feel that you have become happy now. So like that. But that thing will again become the source of misery. यही संस्पर्शजा बहुगा दुख योने 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 एवते दैट पोज विल अगेन बिकम दी दी सोर्स ऑफ योर मिजरी सो लाइक दैट सो मटेरियल हैप्पीनेस इज लाइक अ नेक्टर इन द बिगिनिंग है ना भगवद्गीता मेंशंस यत्तद् अग्रे अमृतोपमं परिणामे विषम इव सो दिस मटेरियल हैप्पीनेस इज लाइक Yattat agre amrutopamam. So in the beginning, you will feel that, oh, it's very nectarian. You know? This happiness is very nectarian. But at the end, it is like a poison. So like that. And material happiness, Prahlad Maharaj says, chewing the chewed, you know, मतीर्ण कृष्णे परतस्वतो वा मिथो विपद्येत गृहव्रतानां आदांत गोभीर विशतां तमिश्रम पुनः पुनः चर्वित चर्वणानां इट्स लाइक चूइंग द चूड सो देयर इज अ स्टोरी सो वन हु डज नॉट डोंट नो द व्हाट इज रियल हैप्पीनेस ही इज ट्राइंग टू डिराइव हैप्पीनेस बाय एंजॉयिंग दिस मटेरियल बॉडी सो If your friend comes and he tells about the sugar cane, you know, so sugar cane is very sweet, and then you go your home, and he has explained how the sugar cane looks like, you know, and you are trying to get the sugar cane, and you are trying to chew various bamboos which looks like sugar cane. But you will not get happiness by chewing that bamboo. So like that, similarly, this we are trying to get happiness through this body, but we are not getting happiness. You know? We are just chewing those bamboos, and we are not getting happiness. So this material happiness is like increasing the temperature of material enjoyment. And will not make us happy. Srila Prabhupada tells the story of a rich man. So that rich man, he has a wife and he has a maid servant. So both were sick, and he calls the doctor, and he first see that his that wife. And he had the she had the temperature of 98 degree. You know? Then he goes to maid servant. Then he check her. Then she has 105. You know the temperature of 105. So the doctor tells that the maid servant she is very serious. You know? That this your wife is not so much serious, but the maid servant is very serious. She has only your wife has only 98, but she has temperature of 105. So when this her wife, his wife, the, she hears, then she tells, you are not the doctor, you are not the real doctor, you know, because you don't know. How come this maid servant, she has 105, you know, and I have only 98, you know, so I should have more than 105, so like that. So this material enjoyment, we are trying to accumulate more and more, so that will not make us happy. It will make us more and more miserable only. So like that. So Prabhupada mentions about how this material happiness is like Tathali Saikata Vari Bindu Sama Sutamita Ramani Samaji. This Srila Vidyapati has sung this. The happiness of family life, friends and society is compared to a drop of water in the scorching desert. So in the desert, there is scorching heat from the top, there is a scorching sand from the bottom, and there is a scorching air. You know? So from all side, you are fried. You know? So like that. So Tatale Saikata Vari Bindu Sama Sutamita Ramani Samaj. So this happiness is like only a drop like happiness. But on contrary, happiness derived from the spiritual activities. The Bhagavatam mentions, Ekantino yasyana kanchanartham vanchantiye vai bhagavat prapanna atyadbhutam tat charitam sumangalam gayanti ananda samudra magna. So in the spiritual activities, ekantino yasyana kanchanartham, the devotees of the Lord, they don't desire anything else. Vanchanti yeve bhagavat prapanna, they only desire the hearing about Supreme Lord. They take pleasure in the chanting his name, serving him. Iti ati adbhutam tat charitam sumangalam gayanti ananda samudra magna. And they are always diving into this ocean of spiritual happiness. This ananda samudra. This happiness of this spiritual world is compared to a samudra, ocean. And they are magna, they are immersed in that ocean of happiness. So like that. Bhagavad Gita mentions, Machitta Madagata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam. So like that. The devotees of the Lord, they are only interested in discussing the topics of the Lord, you know, hearing his glories. Tushyanti Charamanti Char. And also every day we sing the Shikshashtakam prayers. There it is mentioned, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions that Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. And this Sankirtan movement, it's like Anandambudhi Vardhanam Pratipadam, you know, Purnamrita Swadhanam. This happiness in this Sankirtan movement, the happiness derived from this hearing, chanting Lord glories, it's like Ananda Ambudhi Vardhanam. It's not this is compared to Ambudhi, it's ocean, but this ocean is every step, every moment, it is Vardhanam, it's increasing, you know? This ocean is increasing. So this Ambudhi is compared to a glories of the Lord, you know? So this happiness we derive by hearing the glories of the Lord, the ocean-like glories of the Lord. And the happiness we derive, it's like ocean-like happiness. So initially, you hear about the Lord, that how Lord is omnipotent, how Lord is omnipresent, you know, how Lord is all-powerful. That is the initial stage. But then you hear about how really Lord is omnipresent, how really Lord is all-powerful, how he exchanges his loving reciprocation with his devotees, and you hear about that and you relish in that, you know, Lord's reciprocation in your life. So that glories you hear more and more, and the happiness you derive from that by hearing, by chanting the Lord's glories, it's more and more. So like that. That's why Anandambudhi Vardhanam, at every moment, that ocean of Lord's glories and ocean of the happiness, it's Vardhanam, it's increasing, ever increasing. So like that. So in Bhagavatam, there is a example comes that how a rich person, he has wealth. So wherever he goes, that rich person, he is enjoying. Why? Because he has wealth. So devotee also, because he has that wealth of Krishna, because he is experiencing that happiness, that glories, unlimited glories of the Lord. So wherever he goes, in whatever condition he is, he always experiences that wealth. So like that. And also, Prahlad Maharaj says that, Naivatmana Prabhurayam Nijalava Puruno, Manam Janada Vidushak Karuno Vrinite, Yadyat Jano Bhagavate Vidadhita Manam Tachatmane Pratimukasyata Mukash. So, the conditioned soul, by serving the Lord, because the Lord is Nijalabha Purna, he don't require our service, he is Nijalabha Purna. But by serving him, by giving him, by hearing about his glories, he becomes complete, he becomes satisfied. Yachatmane Pratimukasya Yathamukashri. Just by decorating oneself, the image in the mirror automatically gets decorated. So similarly, by serving the Lord, that soul, he gets satisfied. So like that. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the fortune of the Vrajavasis, it is mentioned. Shukdev Goswami mentions that. Aho bhagyam nanda gopa vrajokasam. Yanmitram paramanandam purna brahma sanatanam. So this Krishna is yanmitram paramanandam. This Krishna has become friend of this Vrajokasam, you know, this all these Vrajavasis. And who is this Krishna? Paramanandam purnam brahma sanatanam. So this Krishna is the source of all bliss, all happiness, you know, paramanandam. That Krishna has become the friend of this Vrajavasis. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this Vrajabhakti. You know, this Vrajabhakti, Krishna has, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. He has given this Yagya Sankirtana Prayar Yajantihi Sumedasa. You know. So, this Sankirtan Yagya, the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. And just by chanting this holy name, one can attain that love of Vrajavasis, you know, by following in their footsteps, by just following the process. This process has given sadhana bhakti. One can gradually attain to that process of love, that happiness, which is like the ocean, you know, ever increasing ocean of happiness, ever increasing glories of the Lord, that one can attain just by following this process of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So how? So we have discussed about this. Prabhupada mentions about how this castle in the air and skyscrapers and the living entity, the conditioned soul, he thinks that I will enjoy this material world with my family, but it's just imagination. You know? So we have to come out of this imagination. We have to by controlling the mind, and then Prabhupada mentioned about this tatale saikata vari bindu sama. The happiness is the prerogative of this living entity, but because in the conditioned life we don't know what is that happiness is, and happiness we are deriving from this in this material world in material actions is just compared to a vari bindu sama. You know, the happiness in the family, friend, society is just drop of water. But on the contrary, the happiness derived in the spiritual activities is like happiness, the ocean-like happiness, which is ever-increasing ocean. Anandambudhi vardhanam, always increasing. So that happiness we can attain just by process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which for the purpose he has appeared in this material world. So by following that process, we can attain that happiness. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.